What is up, my friends, fellow champions, ass-kicking, goal-crushing mofos? I hope you're doing absolutely wonderful. Welcome to episode 53 of the Rich Thayer Show podcast. I am your host, Rich Thayer, your best buddy, of course. Look, I hope everybody, let me back up here. It is December 26th as I'm recording this, and I hope everybody has had an absolutely incredible Christmas. I guess you would call it holiday season week. I mean, we start it pretty early. So anyways, I hope the time leading up to Christmas and Christmas Day and Christmas Eve, I hope it was all just absolutely as magical as you guys all dreamt that it would be for your own personal experience. How about that? Ours was. It is amazing. A little bit of backstory. My wife and I are buying a house next month. So we took the opportunity to just kind of spoil our daughters, Zoe and Sloan, and it was absolutely incredible. But I will caveat this. The actual title of this episode is about gratitude. And while everything on the outside goes absolutely amazing most of the time, right? How do you deal with the times that aren't so good, right? Everybody has struggles. And so I guess let me back up, because I get asked all the time, because the perception that I give off is that I'm just this delusional optimist. I'm never in a bad mood. I am just always upbeat and glass half full and rose-colored glasses and all that shit that it just paints this picture of, you know, of happiness and joy. And while that is flattering, and it is true for most of the time, the truth is that I go through a pretty dark spot as well. Like I go through some dark times, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this because, you know, the Christmas holidays, the holiday season in general, you know, it paints a different picture. And I feel like the questions that I've been being asked is like, you know, how do you stay so damn happy all the time? And the thing is that I do have struggles. And the thing is that's not uncommon, right? Everybody, we're humans. And the human element is to have struggles, to have discomforts, and to have things that, you know, make you emotional and sad and withdrawn. And I felt like this is probably a pretty good time to talk about that and to talk about some of my struggles. You know, I want to be transparent with you guys. And so before we get into that, I want to just take a moment to express my gratitude for you guys, because, you know, I'm 53 episodes. This is episode 53. And man, I'm so grateful for you guys for taking the time out of your days to tune in and let me get on here and just rant and vent and stumble and fall and get back up and just share kind of the things that I'm learning as I grow and develop. And I really think of everybody that tunes in as kind of a family member, man. And it gives me hope, and it does help through dark times and things like that. And I just hope that I can resonate with some of you and maybe be the voice that picks you up to help carry you through whatever thing you're going through, right? So, okay, so look, we're going into the Christmas season. We're in it. You know, we just had Christmas, so I guess we're kind of past the 50-yard line, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, this weekend for me and my wife and my daughters was absolutely amazing, right? We did the whole, you know, hyped them up with Santa's here and came down, and presents were under the tree, and just, it was just magical. It was just incredible. I was tears of joy. It was all that stuff. But then, you know, when you take a step back, you know, most of you, probably none of you know that, you know, I am the youngest of six children. And right now, you know, my father passed away 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now, in Washington, he passed away. And so my mother, her health has deteriorated. And she is now in a nursing home in Tacoma, Washington, or Federal Way. And I have a brother, an older brother, who was my father's caregiver for a while, who struggles with addiction. And he is somewhere kind of wandering the streets of Chehalis, Washington right now, while I'm recording this, you know. So I have this massive gap in the dynamic between, like, celebrating how wonderful my personal life is right now with my wife and my children, the new home, businesses, and trying to just take these chances and build my podcast and my social media and do online fitness training and all that stuff, while on the other hand knowing my mother is in a nursing home and my brother is homeless and he's wandering the streets of Chehalis right now. You know, it's that is me being fully transparent right now with you guys. So those are some of the things that I think about all the time. It's this never-ending, non-closing loop of joy and happiness and excitement, and then empathy and sadness and sorrow, and just you know, you want to make things better for your family. You know, that's all you want to do. And then you know, you beat yourself up because you're not further along than you think you should be. And so there's this sense of impatience that comes along with it, but then you almost feel selfish too for celebrating these little moments of joy, like with my daughters and with my wife and stuff. No, just knowing that all this other stuff is happening in the background, right? So what carries me through all of those, right? Like, what carries me through that stuff so it doesn't just weigh on me like 1,000-pound lead weight crashing down on me, right? And before I answer that, right, I think that everybody that is tuning in to listen to this, they have something like that that they can relate to. Look, are you a single dad? Are you a single mom? You're doing your damnedest to try to provide for your children, for your child, whatever that, you know, are you doing a good enough job? You're always asking yourself these questions in the back of your mind. Like, my personal experiences are that, like, I continuously ask myself, look, am I doing a good enough job as a husband or as a father, as a brother, as a friend, as a provider? And then sometimes the answer is no, I don't feel like I am. And other times is yes, but I'm always drawn back to the shortcomings that I have. One, I feel like I'm letting my brother down, the one who's in Chehalis, kind of homeless right now, living out of a pink suitcase, while I'm getting ready to close on a house. You know, I feel like I'm letting him down because I can't hop on a flight and go up there and devote the next half a year to trying to help him get help, you know. So these are the things that I struggle with, but I'm sure that everybody out there tuning in, you have your own personal struggles, right? You're trying to settle a dispute with an ex. There's just so many scenarios, guys. And I just want you to know that look, man, we're all in this together, you know. So if you're a single dad, you're trying to make the best type of path for you and your loved ones, you know, bravo, man, keep it up. But the thing that gets me through this, that keeps me going, that re-grounds me, that takes me back to where my feet are, is gratitude, you guys. Gratitude, man, it is a powerful tool that can help navigate through these tough times. So here are a few reasons why gratitude is the best way to help when you're going through a struggle, right? And I feel like this is kind of a juggling act around these holidays, New Year's type. Situations, guys. So before I get into this, all right, number one, it shifts your focus. So when you're facing challenges, it's easy to get caught up in the negativity and focus on what's going wrong. So gratitude, it helps shift your focus towards the positive aspects of your life, and it redirects your thoughts away from the struggle and towards the things that you're grateful for. It really does. Like I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through right now, you guys, there is something, there is some bright side, some upside that you can be thankful for. I'm telling you, there's probably somebody out there like, well, you don't know my story. No, you're 100% correct. I don't know your story, but I can tell you that if you dig deep, you can find something to be grateful for. Number two, it changes your perspective. So expressing gratitude allows you to see your struggles from a different perspective. It helps you to recognize that even in difficult times, there are still things to be grateful for. This shift in perspective can make the challenges seem much more manageable and much less overwhelming. So, like I said, that's case by case, you know. If you can sit in silence for a few minutes with your thoughts and just focus on the things to be grateful for, man. Number three, it boosts resilience. Practicing gratitude can enhance your resilience in the face of adversity. It helps you to build a positive mindset and find the silver linings in difficult situations. By acknowledging and appreciating the good things in your life, you cultivate a sense of strength and optimism that can help you to overcome challenges. Number four, it fosters self-care. Gratitude encourages self-care and self-compassion. It reminds you to take care of yourself and prioritize your well-being even during challenging times. By focusing on what you're grateful for, you can find the moments of joy and peace amidst the struggle, allowing yourself to recharge and find balance. And that's probably my favorite bullet point is number four, that self-care, because we tend to feel like we're failing everybody because we're starting to get drug in so many directions, and we're thinking about other people, what they're going through, and when you stop and focus and allow yourself to recharge and find balance, man, it makes such a massive difference. And the last one, you guys, number five, is it cultivates a support network. By expressing gratitude, it can deepen your relationships and create a support network. When you show appreciation for others, they're more likely to support you during difficult times. Gratitude fosters connection, empathy, and kindness, which can provide a strong support system as you navigate through these struggles. So guys, remember that gratitude is not only about denying your struggles or pretending everything's perfect. It's about finding these moments of appreciation and acknowledging the positive aspects of your life, even in the midst of challenges. So guys, each and every one of us right now, we're going through some challenges. Everybody's got their struggles, man. And I want you guys to just take a few moments today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever you listen to this, and sit with them and just think about the things that you have to be grateful for. You know, there's nothing wrong with showing empathy or just being there for other people or hurting. I hurt because I'm not with my mother. I hurt because my brother's out on the streets. There's much, much more to it. You know, I'm here in Tennessee. Most of my family that I feel needs me the most is up in Washington State, and I feel helpless a lot. But I'll tell you what helps to reset my gratitude is my perspective, is coming home every day and having my daughters run up to me and being able to kiss my wife and ask her how her day was. And just, I know that I am enough, and all you can do is be there for those other people, you guys. So whatever it is that you're going through, you guys, I just want you to know that I completely understand, man. I completely get it. We're in this together, but just take a moment and pause for gratitude. If you're bitter at the world, if you're pissed off, that stuff is not productive. It's not constructive. It's not going to get you to where you need to go. Gratitude is going to get you and help you get through this adversity, whatever that is that you're going through, right? So if you're a fucking single father, you keep going, damn it. You keep busting your ass for that beautiful son or daughter. You know, if you're sick right now, you keep going. You fucking look adversity in the face and you tell yourself, like, you're going to get through this, all right? You guys, we're almost to the new year. I just wanted to share a little bit more. Plan on being a lot more transparent with you guys because I love you guys so much. And until next time, this is episode 53 wrapping up. All right, you guys, I love you so much. Take a moment for gratitude. Take several moments for gratitude. You'll be glad you did. And I will talk to you guys soon on episode 54. All right. Virtual fucking fist bump, you guys. I love you guys so much. Let's get it.
See ya.